Belgium's strike enter its second day with widespread disruption. Schools are shut across Wallonia and Flanders. Creches, post offices and municipal buildings also remain closed. Hospitals are operating emergency services only. Luxembourg is boosting defence spending and investing heavily in the coming years. The Lux Defence Association, launched yesterday evening, brings together 80 companies in the sector. Fuel prices have dropped from midnight. Diesel is now €1.50 per litre, while 98 unleaded petrol now costs €1.62. The UN reports over 50,000 women and girls were killed by someone close to them in 2024. The figures mark the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. Today also marks Roses Revolution Day, highlighting violence and disrespect during childbirth. Luxembourg's Association of Midwives is urging politicians to improve maternity care. Russian attacks on Ukrainian cities continue. Airstrikes around Kyiv have hit residential buildings this morning, killing at least three people. President Zelensky says the initial US peace plan has been substantially modified and he plans to speak to Donald Trump and other leaders in the coming days. 20 parliaments, including Luxembourg's Chamber of Deputies, have signed a declaration stating nothing should be decided about Ukraine without Ukraine. And Iran's revolutionary guards are pledging revenge after Israel killed a Hezbollah leader in Beirut at the weekend. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. We have a day full of clouds and rain and possibly snow in the evening, especially up north. Temperature-wise, we're looking at 3 to 4 degrees this morning and staying pretty much at that temperature.